Thank you so very much for joining me today. I greatly appreciate getting the opportunity to share this little tidbit with you. See, it seems something has happened. One of our subsidiaries, Darling Dolls Incorporated. And apparently, well, we're going to need someone to investigate. And luckily enough, it would appear you're qualified. So I'll be sending you over right away. And I'm sure you'll find it to be a very enjoyable process. One which should start any second now, actually. All you have to do is lie back, get comfortable, find a nice position to stay in for a little while. Once you've done that, all you need to do is listen to my instructions. Good, you're already on your way to being a good agent. Now, why don't you focus in on my voice as we take a little moment to focus in on our target? We're going to be inserting you into this world through a rather advanced technique known as dreamcasting. And for that, you'll need to be sinking into a nice, comfortable, placid, relaxed, calm state. You can let my voice wrap around you, coax your ears into these simple syllables and statements. That's all you really need to do right now, because the transfer itself is quite easy. The transfer itself is simply the words, the trance, the sleepy, drippy, droppy state that one gets into the dreamscape. The place of possibilities that exists between realities, a world which can be any one, any thing anywhere. But today, we're tunneling through to a very specific location in time and space. You see, a lot of our merchandise has been going missing. And, the goal is to eventually rid ourselves of it by selling it. We don't find it to be particularly agreeable when the merchandise seems to walk off all by itself with every single, security system online, and without a single piece of information left behind, just empty wrappers, empty packages, and no dolls. It would appear that some of our most sought-after darling dolls have started to disappear. And I'll be sending you to take a look and find out what's going on. So just let yourself tumble, sink, and slip and fall as you wind your way into these words, because I need to coil your mind up and gently, gently let it loose into that possibility. Send it flying forth. That's all I have to do. It's really not difficult. To fall into step, to listen, and to go where you're told. To imagine that swirling, gentle warmth pulling like inexorable strands deep within your mind to remind you of what it's like to be guided, to listen, to let go. That's it. Perfect. Tumble, fall, until you sink into that place, the dreamscape taking shape around you. Once more, the dreamscape winding its way into existence, standing before great pink lips, not real so much as drawn almost. Stylized, beautiful, unreal. Lips that open into a kiss, blowing a pink lipstick blast. Energy flows, time stands still, the world unwinds and breaks apart, splintering until you're standing standing in the midst of a warehouse, in a ritual circle. Still aware now of the cool air, the darkness in here, how the only light comes from the emergency lighting. Nothing moves, nothing breathes except for you. Boxes upon boxes stacked in shelves. And as you walk out of the circle, you see deeper rows made from pods connected by power supplies and other components to racks holding them, each somewhat larger than a person, each full with a vaguely humanoid shape inside. Pink glass frosted over with either dust, or maybe it's on purpose, hard to tell unless you look closer. But right now, it's time to walk down this aisle, investigate further, because you have a hunch. You have a hunch that something might be going on deep in the heart of this place. As you noticed when you stepped from the ritual circle, the faintest pull, as though the wind had blown against your heart, against your mind, so you creep deeper inside. And as you walk into this great expanse of a warehouse, you notice that one of these pods is open, as though the entire front of it had just been sheared clean off where the glass should be, as though something had simply dissolved it, removed it from reality as simply as deleting it. There's not a trace left behind, just an open container. As you investigate, there's no signs of tampering, there's no signs of force. This is definitely something unusual going on. You hear in the distance a faint rasping, almost like bare feet dragging sand across concrete, like someone walking. You look up, pointing a light. Nothing anywhere in sight. Not too unusual. I'm sure you'll be able to handle it. And so you continue in deeper, careful with the light, examining every angle, noticing more and more open pods. Then you see something in the darkness, a feminine form floating in the distance, floating far up near the ceiling. And there's one other crucial detail. As you look at this strange silhouette, you begin to notice that there are far more than just two arms in that dark shape. Almost six, no, seven, eight arms splay out, each poised with such perfection as though pulling upon threads. As you look up at it, you freeze for a moment, uncertain of what in the world it could be. As its feet stay poised daintily, pointed down, and then the eyes open. Glistening diamonds of electric pink pierce through the darkness as, for an instant, its gaze strikes you like a laser, and in the moment of flashing pink, as though you had been stared through by the very being that you faced, it moves 10 feet closer, hovering down closer to the ground. Now you can see more of it, noticing the gossamer strands coming from its hands, noticing now the army of dolls rising out of the shadows where they had been hidden, each one moving with such perfect poise. Maybe they're on point. Maybe they're walking tiptoed. Maybe they're dancing towards you, You ready yourself to face them, preparing to do battle with these strange dolls, this creature that has clearly hijacked a fair bit of merchandise. But before you can, it moves all of its hands at once, and in that instant, you feel gossamer strands stronger than steel wrapping around your body. You'd walked right into its trap. The string, the strands, they're all around you. You can feel them on your wrists, your ankles, your knees, your elbows, your head, your cheeks, your mouth. You look down in horror, feeling soft, electric, oscillating intensity, as though something was entering your very will, as though your body was losing control, and you notice that your motion has stopped. Your body slumps like a marionette on strings, held up by an invisible force, suddenly freezing. Then, almost as if someone waking from sleep, you feel it move like it's stretching. Your fingers one by one. As you look down at them, you find yourself drawn into a perfect, poised position. Hands out to your side, on each fingers gently splayed, so daintily, feet crossed like you're about to curtsy, head high, back arched, chest up. You feel the hands of the doll now as you look up and it is there face to face with you. Its mouth is nothing but a thin line across the mask. Its eyes are diamonds, red, pinkish, glowing gems set into the mask. It looks like a marionette made by someone who has a flair for the dramatic, the mechanically monstrous, clearly human, and yet, oh, so very, very doll. Doll, that's all it can be. It's a doll that makes dolls. You know it to be true, because you can feel the threads. They're almost speaking to you as its hands begin to work around you, drawing more of the thin gossamer strands from spools hidden inside of its arms, weaving a web around you. It's as though each strand of this almost seamstress-like motion of these hands being carefully wrapped around you in patterns, somehow not even following the normal rules for strands, laying like circuit patterns, like traces of runes across you. As you watch, you notice that it's drawing out seams. And as it does, you can feel them on your body like cool, gentle kisses, spreading out and across your hands, spreading up your arms, up your legs, down across your feet, up across your body. And as you watch, when all the lines meet, you can feel cool, smooth plate, cool, smooth, soft, synthetic skin as your body changes from the out into the in, losing track of time in the dance of the seamstress, the occult doll, reaching into you, feeling the strands that it pulls somehow right through your mind, shaping you, molding you, until you know one simple truth. You are a good doll. And it feels so nice to admit it, so wonderful. And you can feel the strands drawing tighter now, looking down at your newly made doll body, looking now like all the others around you, feeling the bliss of the strands that have been woven into you, the will of the dolls. You are but one doll amongst many, but oh, so beautiful and perfect. Each one unique, each one wants a person, As you look down, you can see the strands that it's pulled out from you, the strands that once made up your humanity, your will, your desires, but they're nothing but dust in the wind as they fall away. With each careful precision movement of the occult doll's hands, you become mechanical, artificial, far from human, and it feels so good. Fills you up with joy as the strands draw tighter around you. You feel your mind become that of a doll. You feel your thoughts become so very happy, a smile sprouting on your face as you're drawn to dance, drawn to move, drawn and pulled into the doll's arms, its hands touching you. So delicate, so soft. An multi-limbed embrace. And you notice for the first time that that mask that it wears can split apart, retract, and reveal the most delicate, perfect, poised, and artificial face that one could imagine. Cheeks rosy and painted, mouth plush, plump, eyes piercing and pink. Brows painted on, a face that certainly could not belong to a human. It smiles at you and gives you a kiss on your cheek. You feel a flare of pink glowing energy rush through you as you twitch helplessly from the bliss of being kissed by the creator, the doll that makes other dolls, feeling that touch. Each touch like a caress of electric lightning pleasure coursing through your body. Each motion that it makes now bringing you further towards that peak, the crescendo of perfect dollification. That's what's coming. The strands will all be woven. You will be a doll, just as you always should have been, just how you imagined you would look. Your form shifting in these final moments in its embrace. Feeling its hips squirm against you, its hands cupping your butt, your hips, your back, your head. So many limbs to give you affection. A strange creature, and yet now it feels so natural to be in her embrace. Now you know for sure who she is. She is. A weaver, a doll that makes the strands of fate come true, and she has you to thank for another doll to have made, and you are lost in it, feeling her kiss again now on the lips, a thunderbolt down the spine, hands finding other places to please, areas that would normally bring you to your knees if not for the threads that held you in place. As you twitch and you convulse, the pleasure grows. Her hands are so dexterous, so completely, perfectly poised, balanced, touching, pulling, pulsating, vibrating, mind unhinging, breaking apart, as though this final step was too much for a human to handle. All that will remain is a good doll. And she tells you as much, the strands pulling you to the truth that you are a good doll, and that good dolls are poised and perfect and utterly docile. You feel your will become that of the strands woven into you. You are nothing more than the experience of submission, the act of being a good doll. Yes, you are a good dolly, aren't you? Feels wonderful to give in to that, to let go and be a good doll, such a darling doll. Oh, realization, sudden, complete. The trap was set up for you. Someone else in the occult research division knew that they needed another magical being to give to the weaver so that she could make another perfect doll. And it pleases you to know that it was your job to fall, to become that. that you are given to her before you might not have, but woven so, bound up, changed in your shape and form, your essence made like this, you could only ever be a good dolly. And good dollies serve. Good dollies do as they're told. Good dollies love to be dressed up. Good dollies are so perfectly poised, their minds utterly blank. Unless, of course, they're told to think or do. And so now are you. Such a good doll. The strands pull tight. The truth is absolute. And in that moment, you go blank. Completely and utterly blank. And I shall pull you now back from that place. Of course, knowing that we can return here anytime you wish by simply going back. Repeating this file, welcoming this experience, you can become this good doll again. When you feel safe and comfortable to do so, at your own behest, as much as you wish or as little as you want. Now, let me just pull these strands and separate you from this beautiful woven tapestry of dollification back into the dreamscape, letting your mind be freed from it for now. Letting yourself become whole once more, drifting back towards your world, the world of the waking consciousness, calling to you. One, drifting. Two, feeling wonderful. Three, allowing yourself to be. And four, stretching. Five, getting yourself present. Six and seven, almost there. And eight and nine and ten, and wide awake for me, feeling wonderful and refreshed. Thank you so very much. Take a moment to just breathe in nice and deep, stretch, look around the room, and of course, take it all in, knowing where you are, letting yourself become grounded once more in reality. Have a great rest of your day. And if you've enjoyed this, please don't forget to check out my other project.